"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. On from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell show on demand, also on the iHeart app. The drug that is sweeping the country, this is a craze, Ozempic. This is the, it's supposed to be a diabetes drug, but it turns out a side effect is that you lose weight, a good amount of weight. And as long as you take the drug, it stays off, from what I understand. Similar drugs have been created by other drug makers. I guess everybody's got a similar formula. There's also Wegovy and Mounjaro. And they're all supposed to be for diabetes. This is known as an off-label prescription. If sometimes they create medicines and they don't know what other conditions that the drug successfully treats, and doctors can prescribe the drug even if it's not supposed to be the primary reason for the prescription.
Oh, and John, Oprah has confirmed that she is using a weight loss drug, but won't confirm which one she has taken.
Well, everybody's thinking Ozempic because unless it's one of these sister drugs,
right,
like Wegovy or Mounjaro. Novo Nordisk is the company that makes Ozempic and Wegovy, and Eli Lilly makes Mounjaro, and they're being hit with dozens of lawsuits, mostly over something called gastroparesis. That's the medical name for paralysis of the stomach. It causes a buildup of food in the gut, and it doesn't sound pleasant. You just keep piling up food and... symptoms include nausea, vomiting, and severe pain. So I guess, yeah, if it backs up far enough, it starts to spill out. Daily Mail looked at more than a dozen lawsuits since November by patients who were diagnosed with gastroparesis. Some of them suffered life-threatening bowel injuries. You don't ever want to see that phrase.
No.
One woman suffered a life-threatening bowel injury. She used Ozempic and underwent surgery, which lasted nearly 9 hours. Doctors said, this according to the lawsuit, you don't know what's true. Doctors said she would be in pain for the rest of her life and will never have a solid bowel movement again.
Oh, my God. Just from this weight loss drug?
That's what she claims.
Ooh.
I don't want any lawsuits here, okay? This is what's in the legal papers from these people who took it. Another case brought by a woman who used Wegovy said she was diagnosed with severe gastroparesis, and she went a week without a bowel movement. Woo, that's going to hurt. There's a law firm called Levin Papantonio Rafferty. Cameron Stevenson is one of the attorneys. Says he has around 100 clients diagnosed with gastroparesis, paralysis of the stomach, after using one of these drugs, and they're investigating 1,000 more claims. Stevens said, there's no doubt in my mind there's going to be thousands of cases that will be filed over time. And he said that it's possible that it'll be tens of thousands of people. The lawsuit involves patients who are medically diagnosed with obstruction or stomach paralysis or needed emergency treatment or hospital intervention. And he said, if these drugs carry potential permanent side effects or an extreme side effect, you have to put that on the warning label. So that's the basis for the lawsuit, is that none of this was claimed. Do you ever notice on those drug commercials that I try to ignore commercials, but the side effects always get me to look up. But by then, I've missed what the drug does. And it's 45 seconds worth of really horrific symptoms. You know, paralysis, death, disembowelment. And they always show people dancing in the sunshine in a field. Like a couple twirling around together. So I'm watching the couple twirling around, and I'm hearing all these hideous side effects being listed. And I never get what the original disease is. And sometimes I catch the disease, and it's like, I've never heard of this. What is it? Am I supposed to be afraid of this? This Stevenson lawyer thinks that these drug companies have been lying to people, saying they knew that the primary purpose of the drug was going to be weight loss, but they thought it would be better if they sold it as a diabetes treatment. And then they would promote it as a weight loss after the fact. Now, Novo Nordisk says the lawsuits are without merit. The company will vigorously defend itself. Eli Lilly, the magic phrase they use, patient safety is Lilly's top priority. Even if your stomach is paralyzed and you're vomiting. Oh, I forgot to mention, one of the women who was vomiting a lot, she used Ozempic and Mounjaro, both of them.
Wow.
And she started vomiting so much that some of her teeth fell out. That's a lot of force if your teeth come flying out.
I mean, I get people. It's hard to lose weight. It is, definitely. And when you hear about these weight loss drugs and you see these celebrities who look amazing and you find out that they're doing that, I get why it's so intriguing to people, but these side effects, it's not worth it.
There are a lot of unnaturally thin celebrities on the award show last night.
I'm looking at some red carpet stuff because the Emmys are tonight, and I'm seeing some people, I'm not going to say who, but some celebrities who look a lot thinner than I have seen them look in the past.
My West Side Grapevine tells me that Ozempic is like an epidemic. Everybody's on it. It's replaced taking
amphetamines. I mean, I get it. If there are no side effects and there's this magic pill to help you lose weight, of course, but there's always a problem, right?
There's one woman who said, the worst thing it did for me caused me almost to lose my job. I was so sick with it, I couldn't go to work. There were days I'd go to work and I couldn't because I would soil my clothes. And I would be sick. I had to pack a bag with a change of clothes, so if I got sick at work and I soiled them, I could change. One woman said she suffered severe and permanent personal injuries, pain, suffering, emotional distress, and that Nordisks should have known that Ozempic was unreasonably dangerous. It did not have adequate warnings. I wondered. It's the same thing I wonder a little bit about all the COVID vaccines, since the COVID vaccines weren't tested, right? Like, I wasn't surprised that there were a lot of side effects, and maybe that's why I'm wary about taking any more boosters, because I don't know if you add like 4 or 5 or 6 boosters if that's not going to cause a problem eventually, because you know they never tested this stuff for long term. And I took 5 of the shots, but you know I've done a pause on vaccines.
And you've never, as far as you know, you never got COVID.
No, I never had a test. I don't think I ever.
You just came to work and spread it without telling us.
You got it when you were in Mexico.
I did. Yes, I did.
One of my sons got it when he was in Mexico. I'm not going there. When we come back, you could all take a quiz. There is now, well, there has been for a while, a test if you're 70 years or older to renew your driver's license. And a lot of people are upset and they're failing the test, not because they're senile, but the questions are so obscure and ridiculous. And Steve Lopez, who actually wrote a good column for the El Segundo Times, went to the DMV director to see if he would change some of the questions, and the guy agreed. So we're going to give you some of the questions and see if you could answer them properly. On the John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. The DMV is filled with humanity's rejects and failures. That's most of the employees. I mean, it's just an awful, awful agency. Just dreadful. And I remember when my sons were getting their driver's licenses, having to go in there and look at these people sitting in their cubicles or sitting behind the windows. And the lines would be so long and the pace so slow. And so many of the workstations would be empty. The service windows would be empty. It seemed that only a fraction of the staff bothered to show up. And this was before COVID. And I've always wondered, like, who are these people? Who grows up to work at a DMV cubicle and then does a lazy job and then does a bad job? Like, who is that kid? I guess thinking back, you could probably pick out in retrospect the DMV kid in your class. Well, it has stayed that way forever. Recently, they got a new head, a new director named Steve Gordon. Steve Gordon was a Silicon Valley tech executive. Now, he didn't need this job. But after standing in line for hours at a DMV office in San Jose, his wife said, "Why don't you be a fixer rather than a complainer?" And, of course, wives are always right. And I guess he wanted something to do. At the same time, Gavin Newsom has these weird moments where he tries to channel what the common man is complaining about to give the impression that he connects. But as we know, many of the agencies that he'll temporarily complain about never get fixed. Well, he hired Gordon to be the director of DMV, and Gordon visited every one of the state's 180 offices. Oh, man. To see what it's like. And he's been reading all the complaints from us. And he's been working on the renewal test for drivers age 70 and older. Now, the population in California is rapidly turning older and older, right? And there's going to be a lot more senior citizens on the road. And it turns out and everybody thinks, well, you know, the vision test, that is the key. But they don't just give you a vision test. They give you a regular rules of the road test. And they profiled David Warburton from Santa Clarita. He wanted to renew his license. And, of course, the first thing is he had pre-registered online. There was no record of his pre-registration. He went along to the vision test, passed that. Then he went to the knowledge test. Listen to these questions. Because he was sitting next to a woman who had failed the test 3 times in a row. And then he failed. Steve Warburton failed, even though he'd studied the handbook. And he said some of the questions were so were so obscure, he thought they were trick questions. And they had nothing to do with determining whether you're a safe driver. Now, here's a question. See if you can answer this. As you approach a blind curve on a winding mountain road, how far away should you begin honking your horn to warn oncoming traffic?
200 feet.
What do you say?
100 feet.
You are wrong. Eric is right. How'd you know that?
I have no idea. That was a shot in the dark.
You got the exact number correct. Warburton had said 100 feet, like Deborah.
That was a complete shot in the dark.
All right, let's see another question. Question asked, what should a driver do when seeing a road sign that says NEV use only or NEV route, N-E-V?
I have no idea.
No, you're 0 for 2. What do you think?
NEV route?
NEV route, N-E-V, NEV route, or it says NEV use only.
I got nothing.
See, you're supposed to know that NEV means neighborhood electric vehicle, such as a golf cart.
That's
the question they're failing you on, though. Now, how often do you come across a golf cart lane? What is another name for the hand-to-hand steering method?
10 and 2?
Steve Lopez didn't put an answer to this.
Oh,
but that was just another question.
I have never heard of these things before.
Here's another one. What's the minimum manslaughter sentence for killing someone while evading police?
15 years?
He doesn't have the answer to that either.
Oh, come on, Steve. What are we doing here?
But why do you have to know that?
I was going to say,
Yeah, it's not the bar exam.
Yeah.
How is this going to help you be a better driver?
Well, by the end of the column, he was making the point that there were a bunch of questions that nobody needs to know, right? One more that doesn't have an answer. What's the punishment if you evade a law enforcement officer, but no bodily injury occurs? Well, there is no penalty. There's no punishment. You see these car chases all the time. Nothing happens to those people. They certainly don't go to prison. So, Gordon, they've already removed 20 questions from the rotation. The questions were so bad. And Gordon admitted that he looked at the test again after Lopez called him, and he's got 5 more he wants to get rid of. So, now, a lot of people don't know you don't have to take the written test when you're elderly and you want to get the renewal. You could take a video training course with review questions after each segment. And if you get one wrong, you could try again and again until you get it right. So some people were standing in long lines and failing the tests repeatedly. And others just did it online from their home. They didn't know it, though. Some people didn't know you could stay home and do it online because the DMV never told them. Deborah, you're not allowed to drive anymore.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I just got a notice. You're being taken off the road.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 till 4, and after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, John Cobalt show on demand on the iHeart app as well. Conway coming up after 4 o'clock. There's a story about the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker. He is now begging the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, to stop sending illegal aliens. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But in passing in this story, it mentioned that Los Angeles has been hit with a lot of migrants and that the mayor of Los Angeles has been demanding more federal aid, which Biden won't give. Now, it hasn't been as big a story here as it has been in New York and Chicago, because the New York and Chicago mayors have been complaining about it. And the L.A. mayor has not been, Karen Bass has not been that vocal. So how many illegal aliens have been shipped here, and where are they going? Because obviously we don't have enough room for the homeless. All the vagrants are still outside by the tens of thousands. So where are the migrants being shipped to L.A. going? Because we're a sanctuary state as well, sanctuary city and state. Because there's been no squawking from her. So she's just casually accepting all the illegal aliens. So are they just being added to the homeless population in the street? Of course, none of this is covered in the news. Why would anybody cover it in the news? See, in New York and Chicago, it's new to them. So it's a big deal. Now, the Illinois governor is J.B. Pritzker. The Pritzkers are an extremely wealthy family. That's Hyatt money. In fact, J.B. Pritzker is thinking of running for president. He's like Newsom, and he's got the same problems Newsom has. Illinois is a disaster area. Chicago is a disaster city. They have extremely high taxes. People are moving out by the thousands. And J.B. Pritzker has a cousin named Thomas Pritzker, who is named in the Jeffrey Epstein document dump. But that doesn't stop J.B. Pritzker from going to the media and actually begging Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, to stop sending the illegal aliens. In fact, he wrote a letter to Abbott. Chicago Sun-Times saw it. Listen to this. While action is pending at the federal level, I plead with you for mercy for the tens of thousands of people who are powerless to speak for themselves. No, Pritzker is pleading for mercy for himself because he's got no place to put these people. If Chicago's a sanctuary city, again, what's the squawking about? And by the way, none of these mayors have rescinded that public status. In fact, I believe all the local city councils and legislatures have passed resolutions affirming that they are sanctuary cities or sanctuary states. So none of that has been taken back in writing, and certainly none of it has been taken back rhetorically. See, the wind chills in Chicago hit minus 17 over the weekend, and the total number of migrants, illegal aliens to Chicago, is now 34,500 plus. Claiming that Abbott has displayed callousness. I hate to sound like a broken record on this, but is Texas supposed to absorb 3 million people? I realize this is political nonsense. It's misdirection. It's to, I guess, convince the stupid that Greg Abbott's the bad guy and this is wrong to ship the illegals out of Texas. You know, you never hear the public conversation going deeper than that. You never hear it going to, okay, you don't want the illegals in your state or your city. That's understandable. But is Texas supposed to take all 3 million of them? Like, what is Brownsville supposed to do? What is El Paso supposed to do? Just take hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens? I mean, Chicago has only got 34,000, which isn't much compared to the millions of residents they have. Now, Brandon Johnson, the mayor, I told you this the other day, he put 200 to sit in buses. They turned on the bus engines, cranked up the heat, and that's where 200 illegals are living now. It says here that they've got migrant food lines in Chicago. They were standing in a long line during a big snowstorm on January 12th. And they just, you know, it's the same story everywhere. They're scrambling to house hundreds of that was scrambling. They don't have the housing. They don't have the space. I don't know. I keep hearing about all the empty office buildings across the country in the cities. They ought to just open up the empty office buildings and let them in. Roll out sleeping bags. I saw a story on 60 Minutes last night that New York City has something like 95 million square feet of empty office space. And they were saying that this is permanent, that office workers are never coming back. A lot of companies have moved out. A lot of people are working from home. And it's never going back to the old way. And there are no buyers. There are no new tenants wanting this office space. They showed two guys who had offered $80 million for an office building before the pandemic. Now they're buying it for $40 million, 50% discount. They had a developer on who walked away from his mortgage. He had this huge multi-million dollar mortgage. Just said, yeah, I'm walking away. You win some, you lose some. So the banks now have all this debt that's never going to be paid back. They own the building, but they don't have anybody who wants to buy the building or rent the building. And the speculation is, well, after enough of this happens, and then the banks have to write down these massive losses, is there going to be some kind of collapse like there was with the 2008 mortgage meltdown? I mean, how many empty buildings and how many busted leases and busted mortgages can the banks absorb? But it just seems like that's where you put the illegal aliens, because all the northern cities have this problem. It's just, now he's trying to say that it's Pritz, going back to J.B. Pritzker. Winter is threatening vulnerable people's lives. Do not send any more people to our state. No, just find them somewhere warm. You didn't say you were a summer sanctuary city. You were a general sanctuary city. You didn't specify the seasons. All Biden has to do is shut down the border. Trump did it. They know what to do. Biden suspended all of Trump's laws. And it's simple. And they know this. But he boxed himself into a corner, or whoever's running the government is, right? Because Biden is napping. Whoever's running the government, they said, anything Trump did, we're doing the opposite. It's like, all right, have at it. Go ahead. So they undid all the immigration laws that were, these are all immigration policies. The laws, you don't have to add any more laws. You don't have to change anything. The laws work as is. You have to enforce the laws. You have to have the proper policies to enable the laws to work as they're written. And all those policies were suspended. The laws were ignored. So go back to the old way. They won't do it because the Biden administration has a lot of these open border fanatics who think America is illegitimate, not entitled to its own borders, not entitled to its own language and its own culture. Everything we have has to be in some way destroyed. And the people inside the government really believe that. And they have to be flushed out for this to stop. Because even with thousands of people freezing in minus 17 degree weather in Chicago, they're not shutting the border down. They blame Abbott for putting him on a bus. It's just classic misdirection. Look over here. Pritzker's the problem. Pritzker and the rest of these Democratic jackasses, they should be picketing Biden's White House. They got the public behind him. I think the approval rating for Biden on immigration is about 30%. You're not going to lose too many votes. You'll just upset the fanatics, and they're upset all the time anyway. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We were talking about how the latest Democratic governor, J.B. Pritzker in Illinois, is begging Greg Abbott not to send any more illegal aliens. And Abbott says, no, when Joe Biden closes the border, then I'll stop sending you illegal aliens. And it's really time that the big majorities in both parties think Biden is screwing up the border. This is not a debatable issue anymore. His approval rating is 30% or less on that issue. In fact, ABC News has a poll that they just conducted between January 4th and 8th, and his overall approval rating is 33%. 33%! I don't think there's been a approval rating that low since Richard Nixon. I mean, that is, his disapproval is 58%. Nobody gets elected with a 33% approval rating. I don't care who you're running against. I mean, if he, and the thing is, he can't do anything about it. Only 28% of those polled said he has adequate mental sharpness. Only 28% say he's in good enough physical health. You imagine this? More than 70% of the public thinks he doesn't have the mental or physical health to be president. That's the approval on the economy is 31%. And, the immigration, it's all bad numbers, everything. And they keep trying to run on the economy, but they can't get around the cumulative inflation. And that's almost never discussed in public by all these analysts and politicians. It doesn't matter what the inflation is this month. It matters about the cumulative number over the last 3 years, which can be 20, 25, 30% and more depending on the price category. But wow, that's a hole that he can't fix. Because he's not getting younger. He's not going to get mentally sharper. He's not going to get physically stronger. None of that's going to happen. I mean, why would you vote for somebody if you don't think that they're mentally competent anymore? How do you vote yes on that? Still can't believe he's going to be the nominee. That just still doesn't seem like it's possible. You can have a guy that over 70% of the public think is not mentally competent, mentally sharp to be president, and he's still going to get elected. Listen to this. Have you heard about this guy? I remember this story. Joseph Fretzi. Does that name sound familiar? He got a life sentence in Austria back in 2009. It turned out he had his daughter imprisoned in his basement for decades. 24 years, she was locked in the basement as a sex slave. And he was constantly sexually assaulting her, raping her. And she had 7 children that she gave birth to. And one of them died. He got a life sentence in 2009 for all this. And he's now up for parole. He might soon be released. He's been in prison for 16 years. Incest, rape, coercion, false imprisonment, and enslavement. This is his first year of parole eligibility. This is Austria. A psychiatric report determined that he's no longer dangerous. Right now, he appears to be confused. He talks to his television. He thinks he's a pop star and discusses family visits that never happened. He keeps falling and needs a walker. He fathered 7 children with his daughter. You should see his picture, too. I mean, he looks like a monster. I mean, it just is disgusting here. And they're letting him out. They should kill him. They should torture him. You think in Austria? You can't get a life sentence in Austria? Man, they've gone soft there. Conway.
Hey now. Hey, have you ever been driving down the street with the lovely one with Deborah Colbelt and you saw something weird and you go, well, that's kind of odd. You know, you point out odd right. things in life.
Yes, I do that all day.
Yes. Now, if you fathered 7 kids with your daughter, I don't think you can say that anymore. Right?
That's what you got out of the story.
Yes. I don't think you'd say that's odd anymore without looking in a mirror and saying, well, you're a bit odd too.
Right.
You know, come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, the wife should have a good comeback for
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. There's a lot of oddness in the family. Kelly Carlin's coming on. That's George Carlin's daughter. And there's an AI out there of George Carlin doing comedy, stand-up comedy, that sounds a little like him. The cadence is there. Some of the material is okay, but it's not.
Oh, it's
AI George Carlin. It's like if he was alive today,
right?
What he would maybe be doing.
Boy, he was one of my all-time favorites.
He was everybody's favorite.
He was a fan of KFI.
Is that right?
He came on our show a couple of times, and he used to call our producer just to talk.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow,
and he came in the studio a couple of times to promote what he had, you know, new videos coming out or specials or whatever.
Yeah, we had him on over at KLSX, and I had all of his videos at that time. And I said, the only one I don't have, because it just came out, was What Am I Doing Here in New Jersey? Because you had to rent it. You know, back then you couldn't buy it.
Right, yeah.
You rented it. And then if you didn't return, it was $900. I wasn't there yet.
He used to have a morning show here in L.A.
So I told him I don't have the videotape of, you know, What Am I Doing Here in New Jersey. The very next day, to the station, autographed tape in the in my mailbox there from George Carlin. Kind of a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved his last incarnation because, you know, he always reinvented himself.
Yes.
As a comedian.
Yes.
Boy, was he dark.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
It was my favorite version of him.
Yeah. I saw that last concert of his at the amphitheater at Universal when he was going really dark and really deep.
Yeah.
And it was great. People, you know, the lightweights in the audience got up and held their purses and left. I loved it. I just sat through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Man. That was great.
I saw one of those too at a benefit.
It was
and
terrific.
It was one of the hardest I laughed in my life.
And he memorizes 90 minutes of material word for word, you know, which is very difficult to do.
Yeah. See, the AI can't do that.
Yeah, you're right. And then Dr. Ray Kasheri's coming on with us. I don't know. I guess COVID's back. No, that's not true. That's not true. But I guess RSV and flu and I don't know. This is about 900 things that can kill you.
Yeah, Ray got them all already.
Your producer has had COVID more times than, what's a good line for that? Somebody who had COVID
a
lot?
Need a writer.
Somebody had COVID a lot? I need AI George Carlin.
That's right. AI COVID lines.
That's right.
All right.
Conway. All right. Ding dong with you.
We got Crozier with the news.
That's right. Crow.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience.
Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.